in 5, 4, 3. All right, guys, welcome back to another Wicked Riff Wednesday, except most of you are going to get to see it on Thursday. In any case, this week's Wicked Riff is the most iconic and sort of the most signature riff from Rage Against the Machine, and that is Killing in the Name. We are going to be talking about the song, how Tom Morello came up with it, and a little bit of background on it, some cool trivia about it, plus I'm going to jam it out for you guys and give you a little bit of the guitar-y stuff about it, so stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Wicked Riff Wednesday. All right, and today's Wicked Riff, as I said, is going to be Killing in the Name. Is it Killing in the Name or are Killing in the Name of? Killing in the Name. Killing in, what does Wikipedia tell us? You should never go by that, right? Killing in the Name. Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machines. So we're going to get into that in a second. First of all, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You are watching Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Therefore, you go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check all that stuff out there. We've got podcasts. We've got interviews. We've got all kind of cool stuff. And share the podcast around. When you share them around, this is how you can do your part to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. So you can do that there. There's some cool merchandise. Please get yourself a cool T-shirt or coffee mug or shot glass or something like that, all at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Now, if you are like some of the people who, like Anthony and Chris and some of the folks that are hanging out with me right now, there are folks hanging out with me right now, hanging out with me on a live feed on a private Facebook group. If you'd like to get in on that, if you like exclusive music, exclusive video, all kind of cool stuff that you just can't get anyplace else, then you need to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Minutes from the mall. Well, it's not really near the mall, but in any case, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle to get some exclusive stuff. So, okay, without any further ado, let's talk a little bit about this amazing track, Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. Now, there's a lot of cool things we could say about this. This is this sort of intro thing. That's a killer riff. This is a great one right here. This thing. That's killer. There's so many killer things about this track, but the one I want to bring out to you guys the most, I think the most signature riff of theirs of all time, in fact, I might put this down as one of the greatest riffs in all of rock and roll, right up there with riffs like Black Dog and Smoke on the Water, and you know, it was like iconic riff is the main riff, which is this. Okay, now, I'm going to get a little guitar nerdy on you, because this leads right into how the guitarist for Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello, came up with the song. He was teaching a student about drop D tuning, okay? And very simple, guys. The guitar is tuned E, A, D, G, B, E, from low to high, okay? From the low note to the high note. Low note to the high note, okay? And what drop D tuning is when you take that low note, that low E, and you drop it down a whole tone, a whole step to a D note. So the guitar ends up sounding like this. And this is an iconic thing again. And there's tons and tons of riffs based around the drop D tuning. But anyways, he was teaching a student drop D tuning, and as he was just sort of messing around, he landed upon and said, "Holy shit, I have to record that." So he made the student wait while he got out a little recorder or whatever he had in the room there and recorded it real quick so he wouldn't forget it. Then immediately brought it to the band and they put it together. A couple interesting things about the song itself. It was a way bigger hit in England and in Europe than it was in the United States, even though it is really a criticism, if you will, of racism in the U.S. Huge overseas. Not as big in the U.S., probably because it has the word. Are you ready? Now, if you can't hear a swear word, you have to turn this off now. Sorry. I should have told you that at the beginning. But if you can't hear a swear word, you have to turn this off now. The main reason why it did not get a lot of airplay on radio or TV or MTV in the U.S. is because it says the word fuck 17 times. It's got to be some kind of record, right? Okay. But for a heavy rock slash rap, rock metal type band, that's probably about right. That's probably what you need for a band like that. So yes, so it has said, it says fuck 17 times in the song. What's the chart? Let me take a quick look here at my notes. It was like, I think like 25 or so on the charts, but then somehow around Christmas time, I believe of 92, it really exploded and it went to number one in Europe. So it's a great jam. It's an iconic riff and one of my favorites to play. And if you don't love that song, then you and I cannot be friends. Anyways, we can still be friends. It's a killer riff, Rage Against the Machine, on their debut album, self-titled album, Rage Against the Machine. Actually, the band had really just formed not long before Tom really even came up with it. So this is literally one of the first songs that they ever did as a band. Okay, so that's it. Killing in the Name, Rage Against the Machine, from the self-titled debut, Rage Against the Machine. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check back often. Share podcasts. Share them with your friends. That's how you let the world know that great guitar-driven rock is important to you. Want to get a little deeper? Get into the inner circle here, like some of the folks are hanging out with me tonight. You can go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle and get in on all the cool stuff there. Exclusive music, exclusive video. See how riffs are put together. See the recreation of albums. There's all kind of cool stuff we do in there. Get to weigh in on the podcast that we do and give feedback and put in your ideas. It's a cool thing to do at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. I love you guys. Let's keep great guitar-driven rock alive, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.